兄姊妹平安。
Peace to everyone.
今日系复活节嘅主日。
Today is Easter Sunday.
耶稣基督嘅复活为我哋带嚟希望。
The resurrection of Jesus brings hope to our soul.
凡信主嘅人必享复活嘅生命。
For those who believe in Him, you will receive life again.
但我想大家谂下，你系先相信耶稣系真神？然后先相信主耶稣复活，定是因为你接受了主耶稣复活的真确性，所以先相信耶稣基督是神呢？
I want you to think about how did you come to believe in God? Did you find believing Jesus as the true God and then accept his resurrection? Or is it the other way around, where you believe the certainty of his resurrection before recognize Jesus is the true God?
可能咧，你信主嘅时候冇谂过呢条问题。
Perhaps you have never thought about this.
但系当你一路追求成长嘅时候
，But as you continue to pursue spiritual growth，
呢条问题系值得思考嘅。
This question is worth pondering.
因为可以帮助到你了解喺信仰上嘅所谓信。
Because it can help you understand what faith means.
究竟是信啲咩咧？又系唔系经得起理性嘅挑战呢？
What does it really mean? Does it withstand the rational challenge?
刚才嘅经文好长，但系咧值得我哋去拆解，去明白究竟门徒佢哋嘅信心系唔系有唔同嘅立足点咧？
The Bible passage we just read out is a lengthy one, but it is definitely worth spending time to understand.
对这方面的了解可以帮助到我们认识到所信的，对主耶稣基督属性可以有更深的体会。
Understanding the aspect can actually help us realize a deeper understanding of the attributes of the Lord Jesus Christ in whom we believe.
亦都讓我哋咧見到咧主對人嘅彰顯，其實係好豐富、好多樣性嘅。
It also allows us to see the riches and diversity of the Lord's manifestation to the people.
首先咧，約翰嘅信係源於咧對主嘅敬同埋愛。
Well, let us look at the faith of John. It's actually rooted in his reverence and love of his Lord.
留意約翰。表达信的时候，他还未见到主的显现。
Well, let us notice that when John actually understands the resurrection, he hasn't actually seen the Lord yet.
你看看他对着空坟墓的反应。
Well, let's look at how he responds to the empty tomb.
首先想讲一下约翰是一个怎样的人呢？他是一个重感情、年轻，但是却是思想成熟的。
Well, let us think about what kind of person is John. We notice that he was sentimental. He's young in age, but mature in thought.
他很用心去思考信仰，亦都咧好贴身咁样跟住主，一直跟住耶稣基督去到十字架底下。
Well, he often earnestly pondered his faith, closely following the Lord.
可以话咧系对主咧又敬又爱。
Indeed, he is the only disciple who followed the Lord to the foot of the cross. And it can be said that he had both reverence and love for the Lord.
在《约翰福音》第二十章一节嗰度讲，礼拜日嘅清早，天仲未光嘅时候，抹大拉嘅玛利亚嚟到坟墓嗰度，睇到石头从坟墓挪开咗。
Well, looking at John chapter 20, verse 1, we read, early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark,Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance.
这个记载表达到抹大拉玛利亚对于耶稣尸体的失踪有了先入为主的一个的认知。
Well, this account expresses Mary Magdalene's presupposition about the disappearance of Jesus' body.
即是说呢，具有一个呢很讽刺的假设。为什么这么说呢？就是主的身体被人偷了。第二节那里说，就跑来见彼得，有人把主从坟墓里搬走。
Well, in fact, it actually reflects a sarcastic assumption that Jesus' body must have been stolen, So she came running to Simon Peter saying, Oh, that they have taken the Lord out of the tomb.
如果大家記得咧，馬太福音第28:12嘅記載，祭司長同長老聚集，佢哋喺度商量啊，然後咧攞好多錢俾啲士兵，係咪啊？第13嗰度話：你哋要這樣説，你哋話咧門徒晚上嚟到趁我瞓著嘅時候咧，就將屍體偷咗。
Well, I don't know if you remember the account in Matthew chapter 28, verse 12. The chief priest.Met with the elders and devised a plan. They gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, This is what you're to say. His disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep.
你睇翻抹大拉瑪利亞即時嘅反應，佢話咧有人把主從墳墓裏搬走，其實咧係反映緊咧一般人最容易嘅諗法。而呢一個諗法正正係配合咗咧頭先祭司長嗰個劇本啊。
Well, consider Mary's reaction. They have taken the Lord out of the tomb. This indeed was how most people thought what had happened to the body, and it just fitted perfectly into the script how the chief priest wanted.
彼得同約翰聽到瑪利亞嘅消息。聖經話佢第一時間就往墳墓那裏去。第三節呢度嘅描述咧，亦都好有趣嘅。第四節佢話咧個門徒比彼得跑得更快。呢度想表達啲咩咧
？Well, as soon as Peter and John heard Mary's news, they immediately ran to the tomb in verse 3. Now the description here is quite an interesting one in verse 4. It says, "The disciple whom Jesus loved." Outrank Peter. Now, what does this imply?
呢度咧，約翰係想咧表達佢好著緊，甚至咧佢比彼得更著緊、更心急，佢更愛主。
Well, John must have been very concerned and eager, even more so than Peter. Well, perhaps he loved the Lord much more.
當然跑得快，亦都由於約翰係真係年輕啲嘅。
Well, of course, John's run faster than.Maybe easily be explained because he's younger than Peter.
第五節嘅描述對應第四節，佢哋兩個都跑得快，但係咧彼得咧卻係首先衝入去嗰個。
Now what we need to know is that looking at verse 5 corresponding to verse 4 is quite interesting. Both were running fast. It was Peter who was the first to arrive at the tomb.
而約翰低頭往裏看。嘅描述，你就會見到咧，彼得同呢一個主所愛嘅門徒，即係約翰啦，佢哋嘅對比好明顯，約翰嘅性格上咧係比較冷靜啦。
Yet it was John who bent down and looked in. Well, consider the contrast between Peter and this disciple whom Jesus loved. Well, evidentially, John must be a calmer person, more observant of the changes in the environment.
對環境嘅變化，佢係比較敏鋭。
Well, John is more sensitive to the change of the environment.
約翰觀察到細麻布仲放喺邊度咧？你睇第五、第六節，其實都係兩個門徒見到嘅嘢，但係咧約翰咧係好透徹咁樣描述咗出嚟。
Well, John observed that the stripes of linen were still lying there in verse 5 and 6. Both disciples saw the same thing.And yet, through John's description, it is clear that he is the one who is more careful and thoughtful.
好明顯咧，約翰更加細心，佢嘅心思係更加神密，而且咧喺第八節強調自己嘅反應。反應係乜嘢啊？就係第七節，佢見到耶穌嘅頭巾冇同細麻布放喺一齊，而係咧擺放喺另一邊。
Well, you have to notice that in verse 8.John emphasized his own action, and in verse 7, he saw the stripes of linen lying there, separated from the linen cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head.
在這一刻大家想到什麼呢?
What image could you actually recall at this moment?
約翰的腦袋一定出現很多景象去幫助他去思考。我不知道大家記不記得在約翰福音第11:44，耶穌說拉撒路出來那個死人就出來，他的手腳都纏著布，臉上裹著巾， 耶稣说解开他，让他走。
Now I'm not sure whether what image you have in your head. Well, there must have been a lot of different images running across John's mind. Well, do you remember John chapter 11, verse 44, where Jesus said, Lazarus, come out. Then the dead man came out. His hands and his feet was wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. And Jesus said, take off the grave clothes and let him go.
约翰是怎样信的呢？第八节描述约翰他先到坟墓，那个门徒是彼得，他看见，但是约翰是说他自己是就信了。
How did John come to believe? Well, in verse 8, John described himself as the other disciple who had reached the tomb first and also went inside. But notice, it was there. He saw and believed.
什么叫看见呢？约翰看见什么呢？
What does it mean, he saw? What did John see?
如果我哋照字面去睇，約翰咧係睇到果屍布啦，係睇到咧頭巾嘅形狀啦，係咪
？Well, from a literal perspective, you can understand that John saw the shape of the grave clothes and the cloth that wrapped around Jesus' head. Is that it?
喺度咧，想大家明白一樣嘢，以色列人講睇見呢個字咧，其實係有三個意思嘅。
Well, we need to understand that.When the Jewish people use the word seeing, it actually has three different types of meaning.
第一就是透过肉体的眼睛，第二就是来自理性的思考，而第三可以是透过心灵的感悟。
Well, firstly, seeing through the physical eyes. Secondly, is seeing through rational thinking. And thirdly, seeing through spiritual perception.
这些都是他们所谓的看见。你认为约翰是属于哪一种呢？
Well, these are the meaning from the Jewish people. Which of these do you think John's seeing belong to?
在第九节，这里特意去描述，原来当时约翰即时想到很多关于耶稣在圣经里面的教导，又想起他们不明白耶稣说过什么。就是耶稣说必须先从死里复活这句话的意思。
Well, let's look at in verse 9, which specifically describes John recalling many of Jesus' teachings, and that including the meaning of the one that the disciples had never really understood, and that is Jesus must rise from the dead.
圣经描述他想翻起很多主耶稣的教导，而咧喺啲教導裏面，佢對咧嗰個老師一路嘅折服啦、愛戴啦，亦都咧反映佢對主嘅教訓咧一直藏喺心裏面。
Well, for John to recall all of Jesus' teaching, he must have been deeply convinced and admired his own master. No wonder the teachings of Jesus remained in his heart.
原來約翰同耶穌嘅共處，佢哋曾經嘅對談。耶稣的说话他一直紧紧地记住，这个是反映出他对主的敬畏和爱戴。
You see, as John and Jesus spend time together, John has been remembering every word of Jesus. We can gather that John must have reference and admiration for the Lord.
所以约翰的信是还未见到主复活的形体显现，他咧喺度思考紧、回想紧一啲片段嘅时候，佢就慢慢明白主从死里复活。所以约翰呢一度咧系记载，可能要表达咧佢系第一个咧相信主复活嘅门徒。
So John's belief did not solely come from seeing the physical manifestation of the resurrected Lord. Rather, it came from thinking, recalling.Of the many gatherings and conversations with the Lord, which enable him to understand that the Lord must indeed have risen from the dead. Now, bear in mind that John's description here perhaps is indicating, well, he was the first disciple to believe in the resurrection of the Lord.
当然我们相信彼得对主耶稣同样是敬爱，但这里看不到彼得的心路历程， 所以我哋就冇办法去分析。
Of course, we believe that Peter equally revered and loved the Lord Jesus. But we know that in here, Peter's journey of faith hasn't been described, and so we won't be analyzing it.
你可以想象到彼得同约翰沿路一路一定咧系继续探讨呢件事，而约翰嘅相信亦都反映紧咧彼得应该都系信嘅。
Well, we can imagine that Peter and John must have been discussing Jesus' resurrection along the way, and it's very likely that Peter believed just the same as John.
约翰嘅信系咧源于对主耶稣嘅尊敬同埋咧同爱。这个也是一直以来建立与主深厚的关系所致。
Well, the faith of John was clearly rooted in his reverence and love for the Lord Jesus. Their deep relationship was indeed established over time.
然后我们看到第二就是关于末大拉玛利亚的信。他的信是我相信是一个心灵的感悟。
Well, we're going to turn to Mary Magdalene. Looking at her faith, we trust that it's actually, it's, she's got the insightful from a spiritual understanding.
当时玛利亚在坟墓里外面哭泣，而喊的时候低头往墓里看，在第十一节记载。然后第十二节就见到两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐在那里，一个在头，一个在脚。
Now, Mary stood outside the tomb crying, and as she wept, she bent down to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot.
在喊的时候，玛利亚得到天使的安慰。
Well, while Mary was crying, she was comforted by the angels.
然后呢，在第十四节不如我读埋第十三节俾大家听啦。第十三节咧就话咧，天使对他说：妇人，你为什么哭？他说：因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。然后第十四节说了这话，就转过身来，见到耶稣站在哪里，却不知道是耶稣。
Well, continuing in verse 13, the angels ask Mary, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you are looking for?" And Mary replied, "They have taken the Lord away, and I don't know where they have put him." And in this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that was Jesus.
点解佢见到耶稣，但系佢唔知道系耶稣咧？原来咧，当一个人伤心到一个地步，是会影响人的神智变得迷糊的。
Why couldn't she recognize Jesus? Well, probably because when a person is heartbroken, it affects their senses and they become confused.
正所谓我们中国人说神不守舍，或者什么心神恍惚，是吧？
It's kind of like a Chinese saying that it just basically means that they are mentally absent.
玛利亚整个人的情绪已经跌到谷底，她的伤痛遮掩了一切，她跳不出来现实。
Well, Mary's entire being had plummeted into the depths of emotion, and with her grief overshadowing everything, she couldn't grasp reality anymore.
更重要的是，她已经先入为主这样，以为耶稣的尸体被人偷走了。
Bear in mind, she had already assumedthat Jesus' body had been stolen.
所以他的主一定不可能出现在眼前。
So in her mind, her Lord could not possibly appear before her.
在第十五节，耶稣开始开声跟他对话，但玛利亚不单止认不出，还反问耶稣。他以为那个是园丁，他恐怕园丁拿走这条尸体，就问他，叫他告诉他。
Well, in verse 15, when Jesus spoke to her,Mary had not only failed to recognize him, but she actually mistook Jesus for the gardener, thinking, well, perhaps it was the gardener who had taken the body away. And she pleaded.
她问她放在哪里，让我可以去拿回。
Well, she pleaded, sir, if you have carried him away, Tell me where you have put him, and I will get him.
但经文记载他是怎样认出耶稣的？
Do you know how the passage actually described how she finally recognized Jesus?
直到第十六节，耶稣呼叫玛利亚的名字。
Well, it was until in verse 16 when Jesus called Mary by her name.
玛利亚听到主耶稣的呼唤，那把惯常的声音，同埋一把熟悉的声音，一把唯独是主耶稣才敢嗌佢的声音。
Well, Mary heard the calling of the Lord Jesus. It is a voice of familiar tone, a voice of familiarity, a voice that only the Lord used to call her.
所以玛利亚就用一个惯常的方式就顺口咁样去回应咗耶稣。
Well, Mary naturally just responded by addressing him as Rabboni, which means teacher.
佢回应拉波尼。呢一下嘅对答就突然之间互相接通咗，唔系靠理性嘅思考，唔系靠所谓嘅信心，而嗰下其实系心灵嘅感悟。
Well, this exchange suddenly connected them. It wasn't through rational thinking or any so-called faith. It was actually a spiritual insight.
或者我哋话叫做心灵嘅触碰。一把慣常的聲音勾起了之前種種他們相處的片段。
Sometimes we call that a touch of the spirit, when a familiar voice stirred up various moments of life spent together.
心靈上他跟主耶穌接通了，除了主耶穌沒有人會用這樣的方式去叫他，所以出來的效果就好像他被一棍打醒了。
Well, this spiritual connection with the Lord Jesus is obvious, for no one else called her in this manner. Well, the impact felt like being abruptly awakened by a sudden strike with a stick.
大家可能又想起，在约翰福音第十章三节，耶稣讲过什么？他说，开门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名字，按着叫自己的按住名字叫自己的羊，将羊领出来。另外，约翰福音十章十四节，他说，我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
Well, perhaps you might remember when Jesus actually spoke in John chapter 10, verse 3. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and lists them out.Equally in chapter 10, verse 14, it says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me.
玛利亚的信是心灵上辨认出她的主。
Mary's faith is one that is with spiritual recognition of the Lord.
主耶稣对她名字的呼唤是一份已经内藏了的一个互动关系。玛利亚的回应是自然的反应，亦都在这一刻确定了主真实的存在。
When the Lord Jesus called her by name, it was an interaction already embedded within her. Mary's response was only natural, confirming the true presence of the Lord.
他们的对答是一个感通上的自然反应，所以牧人呼唤他的羊，羊就认出主人的声音。
Well, their exchange was a natural response of connection, just as the shepherd calls his sheep, and the sheep immediately recognize the owner.
在第二十章十七节，主耶稣仲有一啲嘅吩咐，佢话如果口语讲，你唔好拉住我。如果你读和合本咧，个译法就系不要摸我。其实咧系冇咁准确嘅，应该系你唔好拉住我。
Well, Jesus actually continued with some instructions saying, Do not hold on to me.
你不要拉住我，因为我还未上去见父。你要到我弟兄那里去，告诉他们，我要上去我见我的父，亦都是你们的父，见我的神，亦都是你们的神。
Jesus continued to explain that, For I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go to my brothers instead and tell them,I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.
经文要表达，玛利亚当见到主之后，好想留住耶稣， 唔想耶穌再離開，但係咧耶穌嘅回答，佢係要表達佢嘅工作尚未完成。耶穌全部嘅工作必須要等佢升天，然後咧聖靈降臨先至係咧完成。
Well, the passage actually conveys Mary's desire to cling on to Jesus after seeing him, not wanting to leave him again. But Jesus' response indicates that his work has not yet completed. For the work to be fully accomplished, it must wait until he ascends to heavens and the Holy Spirit descends.
如果大家讀約翰福音，你會發現由第一章開始，約翰嘅描述以耶穌嘅父為咧信主之人嘅父，有呢一份嘅應許，但係咧卻係一直未見到成就，而門徒亦都唔明白。喺門徒嘅眼中，上帝仍然咧只係主耶穌基督嘅父。
Well, as you study the Gospel of John, you will discover that since the first chapter, John describes a promise that the Father of Jesus is only the Father of those who believe. Well, such promise has not yet been fulfilled, nor did the disciples understand. In the eyes of the disciples, God remained only as the Father of Jesus.
第十七節，耶穌話上去見父，佢講咗兩次，亦都補充咧一句，也是你們的父。嗱，留意咧，呢個係第一次咧稱上帝為門徒的父。
Well, in verse 17, going to the Father is mentioned twice, but it also supplements by saying, to my Father and your Father. And note that this is the first time God's referred to as the disciples' father.
約翰想好清楚咁樣講出，上帝通過耶穌使世人成為神嘅兒女，就係通過耶穌嘅受死、復活同埋升天，隨住榮耀嘅彰顯完全表明出來。
Well, John wanted to clarify that through Jesus, God made those who believe in Christ to become His children, and this is fully revealed through Jesus' death, resurrection, ascension, and the subsequent manifestation of His glory.
20:18講，抹大拉嘅瑪利亞就去告訴門徒說：我已經看見了主，又將主對佢講嘅説話話俾佢哋知。我已經看見主。如果大家咧係對比其他三卷福音書咧，你就會知道咧，瑪利亞看見了主就係指咧佢見到耶穌復活啦。
Well, as we continue with the passage in verse 18, Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that He had said these things to her. Well, if we study the phrase "I have seen the Lord" in conjunction with all the other three Gospels, well, you will know that Mary's sighting of the Lord actually means she has been seeing the resurrected Lord.
第三咧，門徒又點信嘅咧？門徒係因看見而相信。第十九節，禮拜日黃昏嘅時候，門徒又聚在一起，因為怕猶太人，就連門都閂埋。
Well, we're going to look into how does the disciple believe? Well, they believe because they have seen. In verse 19, it says, on the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders.
这个时候耶稣来到站在当中跟他们说，愿你们平安。
It is at this time, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you.
第二十节这里说，说了这话就将手和肋旁都指给他们看，门徒看见主就喜乐了。我想问，当门徒听到愿你们平安，心灵即时又会产生什么意义呢？
Well, what is the significant phrase peace be with you?
在入约方第14:27，如果大家有印象，他说我留下平安给你们，在他未受难之前这样说，他说我把自己的平安赐给你们，我给你们的不像世界所给的，你们心里不要难过，也不要恐惧。原来这句说话只是三日之前讲过而已。
Well, if you recall in John chapter 14 verse 27, Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Well, apparently, Jesus spoke these words only 3 days ago.
愿你们平安这句说话令到门徒重新得着信心和力量。
Well, the phrase peace be with you actually renewed the disciples in their faith and their strength.
在第一节再一次说愿他们平安，耶稣又对他们说，他说愿你们平安，这里是讲到父怎样差遣我，我也照样差遣你们。Well, 所以咧，呢一个嘅力量就变成行动，呢个行动就系差遣。
Well, in verse 21 to 23, again Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you." Well, this is actually a commissioning instruction, a sending commission, where it can turn power. Power actually can be transformed into the action, and that action is sending.
大家见唔见到咧？经文最初嘅描述，啲门徒好惊，惊到咧门都闩晒。但系耶稣嘅显现唔单止咧加强让人知道佢形体上嘅复活，其实咧主嘅一言一句都勾起咗门徒好多嘅回忆，亦都让佢哋咧开始明白主嘅工作。
Well, initially the disciples were very afraid. They stayed behind closed door. Jesus' appearance not only convinced everybody about his physical resurrection, but in fact, every word of Jesus evoked many memories for the disciples and helped them to understand the work of the Lord.
大家仲记得吗？喺约翰福音十二章四十四节，耶稣大声咁讲，佢话：信我的不单是信我，也是信那差我来的。我看见我的，就是看见那差我来的。
Well, I don't know if you remember in John chapter 12, verses 44, Jesus cried out, "Whoever believes in me does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. The one who looks at me is seeing the one who sent me."
原来同样系三日之前啊，有关咧差遣嘅教导又讲过一次噶咯。
Did you know that it was exactly 3 days ago, Jesus taught exactly the same thing about sending?
所以门徒看见而相信的不单只是相信主耶稣复活，他们都更加相信耶稣的复活是与自己有深切的关系。
So the disciples' belief is not only about their seeing of the resurrected Jesus, but understanding that his resurrection is deeply connected to them.
关系就是接受主的差遣。
Well, this relationship is actually about receiving, being sent.
其实这班门徒在礼拜日黄昏之前，他肯定听过彼得谈论，和约翰谈论关于主的复活。但经文描述他们仍然很害怕，反映他们对这件事仍然是半信半疑，又或者根本不是很明白主复活的意思。
Well, surely the disciples must have heard Peter and John discussing the resurrection of the Lord on that Sunday morning. However, the scripture actually in here portrays that the disciples remaining very frightened, reflecting their half-hearted belief and perhaps not even understanding the meaning of the Lord's resurrection.
直到主耶稣的显现，门徒亲眼睇到，令到佢哋咧真心相信主耶稣已经复活。亦都明白咧復活帶嚟嘅意義。
Well, it wasn't until the appearance of the Lord Jesus when the disciples saw that with their own eyes that they truly believed that the Lord had risen and understood the significance of his resurrection meant they are to be sent.
最後我哋睇埋咧門徒多馬，多馬嘅反應咧係堅決唔信。
Well, finally, we're going to look at the doubtful Thomas. His reaction is one that firm disbelief.
第廿四至到廿九节记载喺十二个门徒里面有一个咧称为咧双生子嘅多马。
Well, in verses 24 to 29, it recounts Thomas, also known as Didymus, which means twins, was one of the 12.
因为咧刚才礼拜日嘅黄昏佢唔在场啊。
Well, that's because on that evening he wasn't around.
所以喺第廿五節，佢堅決唔相信，而且咧同時咧開出呢一啲咧相信嘅條件。
Well, you'll find it in verse 25. Thomas firmly refused to believe, and in fact, he set up a bit of a condition for him to believe.
佢唔單止要咧親眼見，亦都要咧自己驗證一下。
Well, he said, unless I see the nail marks on his hand and put my finger where the nails were and put my hands into the side, I will not believe. He actually not only wanted to see with his own eye. Thomas needed verification.
他要看一下这个人，就算见到都不知道是不是假扮的耶稣。
Well, he doubted whether, you know, this Jesus that had appeared, is he genuine?
其實多馬的意思是他要第一手資料去驗證，他質疑其他門徒所看到的是未經嚴謹的求證，他只是相信自己的判斷。
Well, he challenged the disciples thinking they have failed to verify the truth in Jesus' appearance. He wanted to verify firsthand. Thomas only trusted his own judgment.
如果大家有印象，耶穌曾經稱讚過一個百夫長。百夫長有個仆人係有癱瘓病，係咪好辛苦？佢請求耶穌嘅醫治，耶穌願意去醫佢，但係個百夫長話要佢去佢屋企，佢咧唔擔當得起，只係你講一句説話，我嘅仆人就好噶啦。然後耶穌稱讚呢個百夫長嘅信心，喺以色列從未見過。其實相比於呢個多馬。其實是很大的諷刺。
Well, if you recall, Jesus once praised a centurion. The centurion was seeking Jesus for healing, for he had a servant who was paralyzed and in great suffering. Jesus was willing to go and heal him, but the centurion said to Jesus, "You only need to say the word, and my servant will be healed." As such, Jesus praised the faith, saying that such faith had never been in Israel.Well, compared to the disciples, Thomas, it is quite ironic.
諷刺是因為多馬是有一段長時間更加貼身認識耶穌。
Well, ironic is because Thomas already knew Jesus for quite some time.
好了，第26節，過了八日，門徒又在屋子裡，多馬亦都與他們同在，同樣描述門都關了。今次耶穌親自與多馬對話，而且邀請他伸手來驗證一下。主耶穌說，不要疑惑，總要信。
Well, a week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the door were locked, Jesus spoke directly to Thomas, and in fact invited him to say, "Touch my hand. I want you to verify the truth," and told Thomas, "Stop doubting and believe."
在第29-30節的結論，耶穌說，那沒有看見就信的有福了。
Well, this is why the conclusion what Jesus said is that blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed.
很明顯，主耶穌更加稱許過一些未曾看見卻是相信祂復活大能的人。
Well, clearly Jesus praised those who believe in his resurrection power without seeing.
這個不是渲染迷信，而是要说明信心是一路和耶稣基督建立的关系，这个是重要的基础。
Well, this is not promoting superstition, but explaining that faith is a relationship established with Jesus Christ, and this is an important foundation.
而这个关系里面，我们都会好像约翰那样不断去思考，我们去诠释自己的信仰经历，細意去睇一睇主對門徒生命嘅挑戰同教導，係唔係同我哋所經歷嘅一樣咁真實
？Well, in this relationship, like John, we should continuously reflect on and interpret our faith experiences. We should carefully examine the challenges and the teachings of the Lord to the disciples, asking whether our experiences can resonate.With such truth.
而这些经验是否能够建立我们对真理的认知，对所信的认同和体会主话语的真实。
We need to ask whether these experiences can assist our understanding of the truth, improve our identification with what we believe, and deepen our understanding of the truth of the Lord's word.
但无论如何，主耶稣其实是故意为多马而显现一次，所以我们看到主耶稣其实是很体贴，他体贴多马那个不信的软弱。
Well, no matter what, Jesus actually intentionally appeared to Thomas, and it is only because Jesus understands his being doubtful.
总结来讲，我们怎样看复活，而对我们又有什么意义呢？
Well, let us think about how do we view the resurrection, and what does it mean to us?
你明不明白自己的信心基础是什么呢？
Do we understand the foundation of our faith?
一直以来，对于基督徒来讲，相信耶稣基督是真神是理所当然，所以相信他是从死里复活亦都是很自然的事。
Well, for Christians, we naturally believe Jesus Christ is a true God, and equally, we believe in his resurrection.
但是透过别人提出不同角度去看复活的挑战，它是能够帮助我们自己明白怎样是一个较为合理的判断，也都会加强我们个人的信心。
Well, the challenges from different perspectives on the resurrection can help us understand what constitutes a more reasonable judgment, and it can strengthen our personal faith.
今天当门徒，即包括我们，清楚知道主耶稣复活了，他们所获得更大的意义原来是耶稣的复活和自己有深切的关系，复活随即差遣门徒，这个对于我们来讲都有一样的意义。
Well, today, the knowledge that Jesus Christ has risen should have a deep meaning for both the disciples and ourselves. And that is, Jesus' resurrection is deeply related to the disciples, and his resurrection included the immediate sending of the disciples, and this should also be the case for all of us.
对于耶稣基督复活这件事，门徒各人的反应很不同，这个由于各人对主的认识深浅不一样，所以对主复活的接受准备也都有差异。
Well, the responses of the disciples of the resurrection of Jesus Christ differ greatly. Well, that's only becauseTheir understanding and reception of the Lord are not in the same depth. Therefore, the reason triggering their belief are also different.
另一方面，触发他们去相信主复活的原因都不一样。约翰更加是透更多是透过反复思考，因为他一直是将耶稣的话藏在心里面。
Well, as I said, the reasons triggering their belief is different.John the disciple were able to contemplate repeatedly because he kept Jesus' word in his heart.
弟兄姊妹，你是不是每一天都看到复活的主呢？
Brothers and sisters, do you see the resurrected Lord every day?
而你所看到又是怎样的看到呢？
And in your seeing, how do you see?
求主赐给我们有信心，我们因着这份信亦都经验到主复活带来我们生命的改变，让我们去明白我们特别的位份，就是因着主的复活，我们去被祂差遣，为主一生所用。
Well, we ask that the Lord to provide all kinds of help and lead us to faith in him, and through this faith may our lives be transformed through our personal experiencesIn the Lord's resurrection, and understand this unique value of our lives just as disciples being sent.
愿主的话语帮助大家。
May the word of the Lord help everybody.